Good morning.
Morning.
In Zen narrative, but a lot of poetry, the moon appears over and over again. A cuckoo calls, and through the great bamboo grove, I see the moon. So if we keep track of the moon day after day, every night, we could see the movement of the moon either beginning as a full moon or as no moon. So one way is, like I said, to look at it as empty, no moon. And then slowly a crescent moon appears, and then more of a crescent moon, and then a half moon, and so forth, until we have a full moon. Now one way to look at that is when we start out, there is nothing, right? We're born. And then as we grow through life, there's more of the moon and more of the moon and more of the moon until there is a full moon. And we could look at that as saying, as we move through our life, we acquire more and more wisdom until we all become full moons. And even though this moon appears silent and still, in a certain way, it's very much alive, and that life is expressed as the moon changes, right? Not just a moon that hangs there. It's a moon that changes, constantly changes. So it's one moon taking many forms. And while it takes many forms, it's still one moon. The crescent moon is moon. The full moon is moon. The sky clears, and the moon and the snow are one color. Now I'm going to read a few words by Dogen. And I mentioned Dogen a lot, but just to jump aside quickly, Dogen was a teacher in the 6th century, and he had a very deep and profound insight. And he was also a writer and a poet. And his writings, if you just pick them up and try to read them casually, are very difficult to understand. But they're actually quite beautiful. And Dogen said, "Enlightenment is like the moon, reflected on the water. The moon does not get wet, nor is the water broken. The moon does not get wet, nor is the water broken. Although its light is wide and great, the moon is reflected even in a puddle an inch wide. The whole moon and the entire sky are reflected in one dewdrop on the grass." So oneness is reflected in a puddle an inch wide. Oneness, the entire oneness, is reflected in one dewdrop on the grass. Now we should remember that literary expressions, and no matter how beautiful, they should not be confused with the truth itself. No matter how wonderful a poem is, or no matter how wonderful a narrative is about this practice, about the oneness of everything, these words, these poems, these narratives are called the finger pointing at the moon. If you get stuck on the finger pointing at the moon, you will never experience the moon itself. And in a way, you could say that the finger pointing at the moon is our thoughts and ideas about the moon. It's the descriptions that we exchange with each other when we talk about emptiness or oneness. You can read wonderful poems that express the truth of oneness or the oneness of the universe. Those are just words. Those are just ideas. They're not oneness, emptiness itself. This is from Tricycle magazine. Now this is a longer article. It's called Bonfire Buddha, and it's written by Leith, L-E-A-T-H, Tonino, who is a male. And he talks about trekking in the bitter cold, in snow 2 feet deep, and talks about the importance of a fire in those conditions, and about going into the nearby woods and breaking branches and etc., and creating this fire. But the way that he does it, you want to run out to the woods and be doing the same thing. And so there's a quote in here by Annie Dillard, who wrote the book Pilgrim at Tinker Creek. And this is a quote out of her book. "What I call innocence is the spirit's unself-conscious state at any moment of pure devotion to any object." Innocence. No thinking. Unself-conscious. No self. Pure devotion to any object, becoming the object itself. So what I call innocence is the spirit's unself-conscious state at any moment of pure devotion to any object. It is at once a receptiveness, a total concentration. For Dilib, the object of devotion was more often than not a muskrat or a grasshopper, while those in the temple have traditionally preferred their own steady inhale-exhale patterns. Just about anything will work, though. It could be the ringing bell or the tingling sensation of your numb toes coming back to life. It could be a chanted mantra or the crackling, popping, hissing music of branches combusting. Now, to me, that's a lovely example of how to carry the practice out of the Zendo into the world. The object of devotion was more often than not a muskrat or grasshopper, while those in the temple have traditionally preferred their own steady inhale and exhale. So there's no difference. There's just being with the breath, and there's just being with a muskrat or a grasshopper. And it could be anything, as he says, a bell ringing or the tingling sensation in your numb toes when they come back to life. So this innocence is really important in experiencing life as it is. One evening, looking at the full moon, the Zen student's mind stopped, and there was just moon. And next, any notion of just moon dropped away. There was no longer any description or any describer. There was no separation. The student and the moon were one. The hiker and the fire were one. And this happens over and over again, but as soon as the student, as soon as any one of us, begins to recount his or her experience, they go back to the finger pointing at the moon. And so the moon disappears, and our ideas about the moon reappear. To what shall I liken the world? Moonlight reflected in dewdrops, shaken from a crane's bill. To what shall I liken the world? Moonlight reflected in dewdrops, shaken from a crane's bill. The universe is everywhere. It appears everywhere. Even in a dewdrop falling from a crane's bill. This is a poem entitled Full Moon Zazen. There's a full moon tonight. I sat outside for Zazen. The sky was clear and the air was crisp. Everything in my garden had a silver sheen to it. Wind rustled softly through the leaves. Geese honked, and I heard their wings cutting the air. A bird chirped somewhere in the shrub. A woman walked past and called out for her dog. I heard a car starting and driving away. Some small animal moved on the ground not far from me. The air felt cold in my nose, and it cleared my mind. Thank you.